In New York State, a 1913 law requires a permit in order to carry a concealed weapon outside the home for self-defense. To get that permit, a person must show a proper cause that they have a reason they need to defend themselves. Gun rights supporters are challenging that law, saying it's an infringement of a constitutional right. Lawyer Paul Clement argued the case for the plaintiffs.
And at the end of the day, I think what it means to give somebody a constitutional right is that they don't have to satisfy a government official that they have a really good need to exercise it or they face atypical risks.
Clement is representing the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, an affiliate of the NRA, as well as two gun owners in upstate New York who have gun permits to hunt, but not for concealed weapons in public spaces. Clement says the New York law turns a constitutional right into a privilege.
That is not how constitutional rights work. Carrying a firearm outside the home is a fundamental constitutional right. It is not some extraordinary action that requires an extraordinary demonstration of need. Petitioners here seek nothing more than their fellow citizens in 43 other states already enjoy.
Several states have gun permit laws similar to New York's, including California, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, and New Jersey. But most other states are more permissive, having what are called may-issue laws.
The thrust of this case is, you know, we'd like what they're having. We'd like what the people in the other 43 states are allowed to do and exercise their rights, and in many of those states it shall issue.
New York State's Solicitor General Barbara Underwood defended the state's law. She put it into the context of legal history and traditions.
In total, from the founding era through the 20th century, at least 20 states have at one time or another either prohibited all carrying of handguns in populous areas or limited it to those with good cause. New York's law fits well within that tradition of regulating public carry. It makes a carry license available to any person, not disqualified, who has a non-speculative reason to carry a handgun for self-defense.
Federal Deputy Solicitor General Brian Fletcher also joined in defending the law. Several justices raised the issue of concealed weapons in sensitive places, like churches and schools. Justice Elena Kagan followed up on that point, asking Clement a question about universities.
The Chief Justice started with universities, and you said that that would be all right. Did you mean that?
Yes, I did mean that.
Because that's open for, you know, anybody can walk around the NYU campus.
Well, NYU doesn't have much of a campus.
I would go back to New York, and I think you'll find that that's wrong.
New York's Underwood told the court it's easier to get permits in rural areas, but in dense urban areas, that's balanced with concerns about public safety. Chief Justice John Roberts questioned that.
On the other hand, if the purpose of the Second Amendment is to allow people to protect themselves, that's implicated when you're in a high crime area. It's not implicated when you're out in the woods.
Well, I think it is implicated when you're out in the woods. It's just a different set of problems. I mean, you're deserted there and you can't, and law enforcement is not available to come to your aid if something does happen.
But, well, how many muggings take place in the forest? How many do you think?
I don't know, but I will tell you that our licensing officer told us that rapes and robberies happen on the deserted bike paths and that he has some concern.
The court will issue its ruling by the summer. At this point, it looks like a majority of the court will vote to limit the New York law. Meanwhile, gun control advocates will be watching closely. Former Arizona Congressmember Gabby Giffords became a gun control advocate after she suffered a brain injury in an assassination attempt. She joined a rally outside the courthouse.
Words once came easily. Today I struggle to speak, but I have not lost my voice. America needs all us to speak out, even when you have to fight to find the words.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.